Welcome, dear friends, to another episode of Emma's House Music. The month is March 2022 and you're tuned into your indispensable guide to new and notable indie pop music. Thank you for joining us for 12 shiny new tracks and, as always, an older one each at the beginning and the end of the show. This month's opening track from way back comes from one of those bands I'm sure every one of you has. You know when you really, really love a band but just can't seem to find anyone in your musical bubble who even remotely shares your own enthusiasm for that particular musical outfit. This is ours. They were from France, were a three-piece called Razors and released three albums between 2003 and 2007. The song coming up is from the last one of those, and based upon previous experience, none of you is going to like it very much, but here we go anyway. This is Rhesus with Black Cat, White Cat. White Cat by Rhesus, taken from their album The Fortune Teller Said, and opening up proceedings on this month's episode of Emma's House Music. Our reel of new songs on this show begins with a hugely enjoyable little tune by Brooklyn duo My Idea. Their debut album is out in April and they've put out a wonderful first taste of it with this next track. Here's My Idea with Crutch.
Truth is that I really miss
nice sound there, recorded by the Hanna-Barberas, and that was the title track of the band's latest EP, When You Were My Boyfriend, and that came out in early March. Coming up next, we've got some reasonably obscure but brilliant pop from Perth, Australia for you. David West has been in a ton of bands and has 4 albums and countless EPs out, and quite obviously is an absolutely amazing songwriter. He's only come to our attention with his latest LP Jolly in the Bush, which is quite a joy to listen to. A joy we'd like to share with you by playing the opening track, The Poet of My Dreams, next. This is David West.
I kissed a lot of frogs, walked into many doors in the house of love.
Thank you.
That was a song called Slammer 2 by Cut City, a post-punk band from Sweden who started out 20 years ago, and after a long hiatus, Cut City have a new single out on one of the most consistently brilliant and overlooked great labels from the Manchester region, Box Bedroom Rebels. Coming up next, we've got some classic indie pop. Janine's from New York once more, summing up all the things we love about the genre, and of course not needing any longer than 95 seconds to do so. Here's the new single from Janine's, taken from their second album Don't Wait for a Sign, which is out in April on, like all truly good US albums these days it seems, Slumberland Records. This is Janine's with Any Day Now.
Wait for it, gotta wait for it. Oh, any day now. Girl, wait for it, gotta run toward it. Oh, any day. But you're finding only shadows in the way. Though you swear that there is nothing left to say. There are words you say in the night with the covers up too tight. There are words you say.
Ask Me Why, the latest single from LA's Jane Lane that precedes an EP released in April by Jane Lane, which will be called Okay With Dancing Alone. Okay, let's see how the fellow punk kids have been doing. Next up, we've got a smashing track from the new EP by Bay Area punks with Scottish roots Neutrals. Neutrals brought us much joy with their personal computing single towards the end of 2020, and the new one is just as great. It's called Bus Stop Nights, it's got four tracks on it, and we're going to listen to the lead track, a seething post-punk deconstruction of the professional bullshitter in your life. Here's Neutrals with Gary Borthwick Says.
Elizabeth Taylor, Gary Borthwick swears that she's his next door neighbor. Gary Borthwick is completely sure he played bass guitar for The Cure. Gary Borthwick tells a lot of tall tales, hangs out with Tom Jones when he goes to Wales. Gary Borthwick's not a total cretin, plugged into the moon, of that I'm certain. Gary Borthwick talks a lot of shit, but he gets away with it. Gary Borthwick says, Gary Borthwick says, Gary Borthwick says, Gary Borthwick says. Fastest runner in Glasgow. Gary says his dad's away, working for the CIA. Gary stays home and looks after his mum. She sleeps all day to avoid the sun. Gary Borthwick's not a total cretin, plugged into the moon, of that I'm certain. Gary Borthwick talks a lot of shit, and he gets away with it. Gary can't stand life at home, so he lives in a world of his own. Gary Borthwick talks a lot of shit, and we let him get away with it. Gary Borthwick says, Gary Borthwick says, Gary Borthwick says, Gary Borthwick says.
In the bathroom at the party, watching my head spin round my feet, I could throw up in the sink. If I throw up, will you talk about it? Hear the music through the door. Could somebody tell me where I can find the dog? Sing Come On Eileen on my own, like I wanna go home. Have you ever thought about how gross the words are in this song? Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus.
I'm on the night bus, out of my way. I'm not getting on the night bus, out of my way. I'm not getting on the night bus, out of my way. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus, out of my way. I'm not getting on the night bus, out of my way. I'm not getting on the night bus, out of my way. I'm not getting on the night bus, out of my way. I'm not getting on the night bus, out of my way. Out of my way, I'm not getting on the night bus, out of my way. I'm not getting on the night bus, out of my way. I'm not getting on the night bus, out of my way. I'm not getting on the night bus, out of my way. I'm not getting on the night bus.
I don't like this party.
And that was the fabulous new I Hate This Party song by Breakup Haircut from London, who, after a self-released first EP in 2019, have meanwhile landed a deal with Reckless Yes Records, who have just released Out of My Way, I'm Not Getting on the Night Bus as a digital single, with an album scheduled to follow in July. After this rare foray into the punk arena, let's turn up the POP dial a little bit up again. Another album due out in July is How to Grow a Sunflower Underwater, the second one by Sydney-born artist Alex Lynn, aka Alex the Astronaut. A lead single has been released this month, a captivating track that manages to be about both octopuses and ASD. The single is not on Bandcamp, but you'll find it online, even though consequently we have no link in the Bandcamp service we provide in this show's description on amos-housemusic.de. Anyway, this is Octopus by Alex the Astronaut.
Sleeping.
You're still listening to episode 2203 of Emma's House Music, and this was the glorious second single from what is likely to be the most eagerly awaited indie pop LP out of South Korea this year. Say Sue Me from Busan electrified pop kids with their debut plus extensive touring in Europe in 2018 and have their second long player, The Last Thing Left, ready for release in May. This was a track of it called Around You. Finally, as we've got the last bracket of new tracks for this month coming up, let's just recognize the fact that there's very little of much consequence either of us can do about the terrible atrocities happening right now, 500 miles east of us while we listen to our music. In the face of this, a case can be made for the little meaningless things being meaningful still. And so, next May we'll see the release of the 10th studio album by Belle and Sebastian called A Bit of Previous, which may or may not signify a back to the roots effort. In any case, the band have put out the song If They're Shooting at You as a single with all proceeds from sales going to the Ukraine Help Fund of the UK Red Cross Division. So if you like what's coming up next, head over to Bandcamp and buy the track. If They're Shooting at You. Here's Belle and Sebastian.
Juggling all my plates, living far. gonna catch you gently now. You are with me, got you now.
That's Manuel Joseph Walker's solo project with Can't Go Anywhere, the first new music since Foliage's 2019 album Take, finishing our choice of new tracks from March 2022. So, we've almost made it through another month with Emma's House Music. Time to thank all of you for listening along with us, and a sincere thanks also to any of you who leave comments or share the show on social media or give any other way of indicating you're here with us. Our finishing track from way back is one that never fails to lift us up in message and musical execution, if lifting up is indeed needed. We're going to leave you today with the 1989 solo single by Paul Haig, long after the demise of Joseph K, bringing into the world just what's needed at any point in time. Something good. We hope to see you again next month with more good music, and until then, say goodbye, be safe, enjoy whatever good things life throws your way, and be nice.
Open the door and leave behind the memories. This is for sure. Some things just had to be. But if you return, then the sun will shine again. But I don't expect
something good. Take all you had, just like the way I knew you would. And there is no time, and there is nowhere left to go. You give me a sign, a little thing that I should know. Page again, and you got the looks, but nothing else will be the same. So take something bad and make it into something good. Take all you had, just like the way I knew you would. So take something bad, make it into something good. Take all you had, just like the way I knew you would. The way I knew you would.